A maiden running from a prince? None would run from us.
Yet, one has.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach.
High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors.
Agony, oh, the torture they teach.
What's as intriguing
or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Do I know?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you're seeing her all the while, nearing her all the while, hearing her
agony,
misery,
woe,
though it's different for each.
Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to watch.